This week's Parliament proceedings read by Abhineet Shukla. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament continued to be disrupted for the third straight week ever since the monsoon session opened on 21st of July. In the initial days, the opposition mainly protested for a discussion on Operation Sindoor, but when their demand was conceded and the discussion followed in an orderly manner, the opposition MPs were again up on their feet, this time protesting mainly over the special intensive revision, that is SIR, of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar. The opposition parties have not allowed the parliament to be conducted in an orderly manner this session, a point well underscored often by both the presiding officers every day before adjourning the respective houses. Despite the repeated adjournments, both the houses managed to conduct slight legislative business, with the Treasury benches succeeding in securing the passage of certain bills in either house amidst the din. On Monday, Speaker Om Birla reminded the opposition members that since the monsoon session began, not even a single bill has been passed. When the House met at 2 p.m. following adjournment in the morning session, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary moved a statutory resolution on customs duty, which was passed by a voice vote amidst the din. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met at 11 a.m., the members paid tribute to former Jharkhand Chief Minister and founder of the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha. The House observed silence for a while as a mark of respect to the departed sitting MP before being adjourned for the day. On Tuesday, the Lok Sabha passed a bill to provide reservation to scheduled tribes in the Goa Assembly amidst pandemonium by the opposition. Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2025 for consideration and passage amid din in the House, and the legislation was passed by a voice vote. The bill was introduced in the lower house exactly a year ago and had been pending since then. This was the first bill to be passed by the Lok Sabha in the ongoing monsoon session, which has seen repeated disruptions every day. After the passage of the bill, Sandhya Rai, who was in the chair, adjourned the proceedings for the day as protests by the opposition MPs continued unabated. Similar scenes were witnessed as well in the Rajya Sabha on Tuesday amid continuing uproar and protests by Congress and other opposition parties. In the afternoon session, Deputy Chairman Harivansh, who was in the chair, took up two statutory resolutions, including one for extending the President's rule in Manipur for another 6 months and one of the Finance Ministry to amend the second schedule to the Customs Tariff Act 1975. As soon as Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary tabled the resolution related to the Customs Tariff Act 1975, opposition MPs started raising slogans against SIR. Amid din, the chair put the resolution to a vote and it was approved. The House then took up a resolution to extend the President's rule in Manipur. Amid protests by opposition MPs, Harivansh said it was a constitutional obligation to pass the resolution. The deputy chairman said that since the beginning of the session, the House has passed only one bill. He then called Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai to move the resolution on Manipur. Moving the resolution for passage in the House, Rai said it has been 8 months since President's rule was imposed in Manipur and only one incident of violence has been reported. Union Home Minister Amit Shah had undertaken a tour of violence-affected areas in Manipur, he added. A few MPs tried to raise other issues, but Deputy Chairman Harivansh said anything not related to the resolution on Manipur will not go on record. Certain opposition MPs led by Sushmita Dev of TMC trooped to the well of the House as they pushed their way through the barricading created by the marshals. Both the resolutions were passed through voice vote. The chair then adjourned the House for the day. The resolution for extending the President's rule in Manipur has already been passed by the Lok Sabha last week. Earlier, Tuesday morning, Congress and other opposition parties created uproar in the Rajya Sabha soon after the House met, alleging CISF personnel were deployed in the House last week, an assertion vehemently rejected by both the chair and the government, who said the personnel belonged to the Parliamentary Security Services. Deputy Chairman Harivansh expressed disapproval that the leader of the opposition Mallikarjun Kharge had shared a letter written to him with the media. Countering Kharge's claim, Harivansh asserted that they were not from CISF. It was a parliamentary security service. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also clarified that only marshals can enter the house. That day, there were only marshals. Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda said he has been in opposition for 40 years and the Congress party should take tuition from him to become an effective opposition party. The Lok Sabha on Wednesday passed a bill to expand the eligibility criteria for ownership of merchant shipping vessels and provide for investigation and inquiries on marine casualties. Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal proposed for consideration and passage of the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 amid relentless protests from the opposition members. Sonowal said, India's maritime and shipping sector has seen rising growth and development under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Supporting the bill, BJP member Mukesh Kumar Chandrakant Dalal said the earlier law had become outdated. After a couple of members spoke in the din, the bill was passed by a voice vote and presiding officer Sandhya Rai adjourned the house for the day. The bill seeks to repeal the Merchant Shipping Act in 1958 and provides for present times futuristic and dynamic legislation to meet the requirements of India as an emerging economy. In the morning, when the House met for the day, the Lok Sabha Speaker paid homage to the victims of the 1945 Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombings in Japan. When the Lok Sabha resumed sitting at 12 noon, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented a statement of estimated receipts and expenditure of the state of Manipur for the year 2025-26. When the Lok Sabha reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, the opposition parties continued with the protests demanding a discussion on the Special Intensive Revision, that is SIR, in Bihar. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the opposition is disrupting the House from the first day of the session, even though everyone knows that the matter is under consideration of the Supreme Court and as such it is sub judice and hence a discussion cannot be held on the subject. Amidst the noisy scene, the House passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 with amendments moved by Port, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal. As the ruckus continued, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. The Lok Sabha on Wednesday passed the Manipur Appropriation Bill 2025 amid din by opposition members over revision of Bihar electoral rolls. Soon after the passing of the bill by voice vote, the House proceedings were adjourned for the day. The bill authorizes payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the consolidated fund of the state of Manipur for the services of the financial year 2025-26. The bill was passed without any discussion as opposition members did not relent. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman slammed the opposition over disrupting the proceedings and said, while they talk of Manipur, they do not want money to go to the state, which is under President's rule. The Lok Sabha also passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 to implement the decisions approved by the GST Council. The bill seeks to replace the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Ordinance 2025. The bill was passed by a voice vote amid din in the Lok Sabha. Moving the bill for discussion and passing, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the amendment is a constitutional necessity. Amidst vociferous protests by the opposition members, the chair asked them to behave responsibly and allow everyone to take part in the proceedings of the House, but in vain. Proceedings of the Rajya Sabha were adjourned again on Wednesday amid continued uproar and protests from Congress and other opposition parties. In the afternoon session, opposition MPs were on their feet demanding a discussion on SIR. Amid the protest, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the demands for grants for Manipur for the financial year 2025-26. Chair Bhubaneswar Kalita then called for the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2025 to be taken up, even as opposition MPs insisted that a discussion be held on the SIR issue first. A brief debate was held on the bill amid protests. Several opposition MPs who stood up to participate in the debate on the bill demanded a discussion on SIR. However, Bhubaneswar Kalita, who was presiding over the proceedings of the upper house, ruled anything unrelated to the bill will not go on record. Moving the bill, Shantanu Thakur, Minister of State for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, said that the bill intends to repeal and replace the 100-year-old pre-independence Indian carriage of goods by Sea Act 1925. Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government has replaced more than 1,500 old laws, he added. Immediately after this, the leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge stood up and alleged the chair to be unfair towards the opposition. In response, leader of the House J.P. Nadda said, "Those who create disorder in the House have no right to raise a point of order." The bill was passed amid continuing protests and sloganeering through voice vote. The Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2025 has already been passed by Lok Sabha in March this year. The bill establishes the responsibilities, liabilities, rights and immunities in case of goods carried from a port in India to another port in the country or outside. Proceedings of the Rajya Sabha were adjourned again on Thursday. The opposition also protested over the rejection of their 25 adjournment notices on various issues. When the House reassembled post-lunch, opposition MPs were once again on their feet, raising slogans against SIR. Amid sloganeering, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 was taken up and later passed. Opposition MPs, however, continued their protest, with many trooping into the well of the House. Trinamool Congress MP Mamata Thakur was named by Chair Ghanshyam Tiwari for displaying a placard. The Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 aims to facilitate cargo shipping along the Indian coastline. The bill, which has already been passed by Lok Sabha on the 3rd of April, seeks to unlock the full potential of India's vast and strategic coastline, providing a dedicated legal framework for coastal trade. The bill was passed in the Rajya Sabha by a voice vote, amid the opposition's protest against SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. Moving the bill for passage, Union Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal said, the bill is aimed at facilitating India's coastal cargo targeted share of 230 million ton by 2030. Presently, the regulation and licensing of coastal shipping is governed under the Merchant Shipping Act 1958, he said. In the morning session, during the 0 hour, several MPs from the opposition benches, including from Congress and TMC, stood from their seats and started raising slogans. Deputy Chairman Harivansh pointed out that 51 hours and 30 minutes have been lost to disturbances so far during the ongoing monsoon session of Parliament. On Friday, Lok Sabha proceedings were again adjourned without transacting any major business. Before the House was adjourned for the day, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman withdrew the earlier Income Tax Bill 2025, with a select committee having submitted its report on it. A new bill passed on the recommendations of the committee is likely to be tabled in the House during the remainder of the season. As the House assembled at 3 p.m., Krishna Prasad Tenneti, who was in the chair, asked Sitharaman to move for leave to withdraw the bill. She then withdrew the bill. Proceedings of the Rajya Sabha were washed out once again on Friday as the House was adjourned for the day a little after 12 noon amid vociferous protests by opposition members on various issues, including the SIR in Bihar and charges of vote theft made by the Congress. Congress member Pramod Tiwari sought to raise the issue of alleged vote theft over discrepancy claims in the electoral rolls in an assembly constituency in Karnataka, but the chair did not allow him to speak. Soon, the Congress members, along with opposition MPs, raised slogans and demanded a discussion on the discrepancy in the Karnataka voter rolls issue and the SIR issue in Bihar. Early on Friday morning, soon after the House met for the day and after the laying of papers, Deputy Chairman Harivansh rejected all 20 notices given by members under Rule 267 amid continuing demand by opposition MPs to discuss the SIR issue in the upper house. The deputy chairman said it's interesting to note that members are often giving suspension notices to discuss a wide variety of subjects. This suggests that there is no single view on the urgency of issues to take up the suspension of rules. Trinamool Congress leader Derek O'Brien said beginning next week, all notices given by the opposition will be on the SIR issue. John Brittas of CPIM, Pramod Tiwari of Congress and Tiruchi Siva of DMK spoke in protest against the ruling by the chair on notices raised by the opposition members under Rule 267. And that's all in this week's Parliament Review.